Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Emotional Intelligence, Why It Is Crucial for Success in Life and Business, 7 Simple Ways to Raise Your EQ, Make Friends with Your Emotions, and Improve Your Relationships. Author James W. Williams embarks on a journey to dissect the essence of emotional intelligence and its undeniable role in fostering personal and professional success. With a deep dive into the mechanics of emotional intelligence, or EQ, Williams lays out a comprehensive guide to understanding, assessing, and improving one's emotional intelligence through a blend of research, personal anecdotes, and practical advice. This book serves as a beacon for anyone looking to navigate the emotional complexities of the modern world, enhance interpersonal relationships, and achieve their fullest potential in life and business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is a multifaceted concept that Williams highlights as comprising self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. The book begins with a compelling argument for why EQ is just as critical, if not more so, than IQ in achieving success in life and in the professional realm. Williams delves into each aspect of emotional intelligence, explaining how these components interact to shape our responses to life's challenges and our interactions with others. Through practical examples and engaging anecdotes, the author demystifies the elements of EQ, providing readers with a clear roadmap to understanding their emotional landscape. Secondly, self-awareness and self-regulation. Key among the topics discussed by Williams is the importance of self-awareness and self-regulation in elevating one's emotional intelligence. The author posits that self-awareness, the ability to recognize and understand one's emotions, serves as the foundation of EQ. Beyond self-awareness, self-regulation, or the ability to manage and control one's emotional responses, is emphasized as equally pivotal. Williams offers actionable strategies for enhancing both self-awareness and self-regulation, such as mindfulness exercises and reflective journaling. These strategies aim to help readers navigate their emotions effectively, fostering personal growth and better interpersonal relations. Thirdly, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Williams does not stop at self-awareness and self-regulation. He extends the discussion to the other pillars of emotional intelligence: motivation, empathy, and social skills. He elucidates how a high level of motivation is instrumental in achieving our goals, noting that intrinsic motivation leads to more persistent effort and success. Empathy, or the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, is showcased as crucial for nurturing relationships and leading effectively. Additionally, Williams emphasizes the importance of honed social skills, such as active listening and clear communication, in building strong connections with others. Through practical advice, readers are encouraged to develop these facets of their EQ. Fourthly, making friends with your emotions. One of the most compelling sections of the book involves Williams's guide to making friends with your emotions. Here, the author champions the notion that emotions should not be feared or suppressed, but understood and embraced. By advocating for an approach of emotional acceptance and expression, Williams provides a blueprint for readers to form a healthier relationship with their emotions. This section is rich with techniques for emotional literacy, such as recognizing emotional triggers and effectively expressing emotions, which are vital skills for personal well-being and successful relationships. Lastly, improving relationships through EQ. At the heart of Williams's discourse on emotional intelligence is its profound impact on relationships. The final chapters of the book concentrate on how a high EQ can transform interpersonal connections, from personal friendships to professional partnerships. The author offers advice on employing empathy, enhancing communication skills, and resolving conflicts through an emotionally intelligent lens. These insights are not only valuable for improving existing relationships, but also for building new ones on a foundation of mutual understanding and respect. Readers are left with a clear message. By investing in our emotional intelligence, we invest in the quality of our relationships. In conclusion, James W. Williams' Emotional Intelligence, Why It Is Crucial for Success in Life and Business, is a must-read for anyone seeking to navigate the complexities of human emotions and improve their interpersonal relationships. This book is especially beneficial for individuals in leadership roles, educators, mental health professionals, and indeed, anyone eager to enhance their personal and professional life. Williams masterfully illustrates how developing a deeper understanding and control over our emotions can pave the way for greater success, happiness, and fulfillment. Through practical tips and insightful examples, readers are equipped with the tools needed to raise their emotional quotient and make lasting positive changes in their lives. If you would like to support James W. Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.